People seek meaning and redemption in all kinds of places, and it's not unusual to go looking for it in a church. But you know you're in an unusual kind of church when boxing is on the program. It's called the Bush Church Boxing Club, and it's located in Humpty Doo, about 40 minutes southeast of Darwin. Jesse Thompson went along to find out why it's become so successful.
Drive away from Darwin for just 40 minutes and you'll find yourself in a place that feels like it could be hours away from any major city. Humpty Doo is a tiny town off the Stuart Highway and towards Kakadu, little more than a servo, a pub and some industrial sites blurring past those who drive through.
A lot of the people that are out here too do it a little bit tough as well, you know, like it's sort of big rural area and yeah, a few of the people haven't got a great deal of stuff.
That's Brad Kiley, and we're going to return to him in a moment. But first, I want you to join me in prayer.
All right, guys, we'll just open in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us each day.
Today we're paying a visit to the church where boxing and prayer unite under the one roof. It's called the Bush Church Boxing Club, and it's helped many residents of this tiny offbeat town delve into their feelings using their fists. It's a place where troubled youths and broken men gather in circles, recite the Lord's Prayer, and then fight.
Before and after the fights, we like to pray, give them that little bit of extra hope that they might not have to begin with.
Ketch Cook is an agile and in fact prize-winning boxer, and after coming along to the Bush Church Boxing Club for years, he stepped up to become a trainer. He agrees it's a pretty unusual sight.
Yeah, it's very unusual, especially to start with, but once, if you're a boxer yourself or if you've ever done the training, you realise that it's quite a lot of discipline and self-control, and that's really where it all comes down to.
Why do you think fighting is a good place or a good way to introduce some of those principles to people?
So fighting's such a great way to break them down. It's really, they come to us quite aggressive and angry, and they've got underlining issues. So to start with boxing and just getting them in the ring and getting them to let it all out, and then softening over time as they continue to come, they start to soften and then they start to open up, and that's really where we get the chance to have a talk to them. But honestly, at first it's all punching along and getting the ring and having a go, and slowly over time they're broken down and we can approach them then.
And he would know. Ketch says the church stopped him running amok when he was younger, and he's keen to pass that on to people who come here now. It's helped at least one person turn their life around.
Yeah, I'm Brad Kiley. I'm a welder, father of three.
Brad was seriously injured in a severe industrial accident about 8 years ago. He was crushed by a crane.
Had 6 ton crush over me. I'll come up to here sort of thing, but yeah, my legs went out that way and that way. And
the incident almost cost him his life. Instead, it left him to deal with years of a shooting, chronic pain. Then he strapped on a pair of boxing gloves, raised his fists, and found a path forward.
As much as it hurts to do this, it releases everything. Like, I used to be on all these drugs and that, like all that endone and that, but it doesn't do anything, all that stuff. Just actually getting back at it, as much as it hurts, the more you move, I think the better it is, but it's a fine line too. But I think it helps all the boys, you know. Everyone comes here like no one thinks they're any tougher, any better, any lower, no matter what you are, you know. Doesn't matter if you've had trouble with alcohol or you've had trouble. If you come and be a good person, everyone accepts you here. That's the whole thing about it. Mightn't look a million flash dollars, but it's what's inside that counts, mate. You know, like, it's all good people.
Now, it's no secret that Australians are losing interest in the church. At the most recent census, for example, the most common religion was none, with about 30% of respondents identifying with no religion. Humpty Doo's own figure was higher than that still. So how is it that a modest outback church has succeeded in bringing believers and atheists alike under the one roof each week? It's a hot and humid afternoon before training one day as Pastor Sharon Crook gives me that story in brief.
The Bush Church was just named by the local people. It was just a few people gathered together, and originally it wasn't a church, it was just handing out food to people. And one day someone said, oh, if this was a church, I'd come to it. And the people just started calling it the Bush Church, so we just said, oh yeah, we'll call it the Bush Church. It was just a a cleared block, and we first had church just with a dirt floor. And then it's actually been the community that have built this place. The land was cleared for a carton of beer, which is sort of like territory, a territory thing. As tradesmen have just been wonderful. Everybody's been really good and they've just helped out.
Since then, people have shown up at the boxing club grieving the loss of a loved one. Others have brought in children troubled by their parents' divorce. In fact, one of their boxers says he enjoys training because it's on a Friday, and that means he's not at the pub sinking money and beer.
Yeah, and it's also it's working with people's emotions. They get on the bags and they let it all out, and over time you see the anger go. It's the opposite to what people think. They think boxing's all aggressive and that sort of thing, and sure enough, there is an amount of aggression that's needed. But that deep-seated aggression and that anger actually goes. A self-control, a confidence takes over, and a sense of community comes in.
10 seconds.
Back in the rink, and a calm focus has descended throughout the shed as boys and men begin to box. Brad is coated in sweat by the time I catch up with him. He tells me that his own son has begun to come along to the sessions, seeing the good work that it's done for his dad.
Yeah, no, I'm a young bloke. He's since I've been coming, he was about this big, and he's into it now too. So, yeah, I haven't really pushed him or anything. He just wants to do it, you know, so which is good. So keeps him good in the mind too, because he suffers a bit of depression sort of thing, a bit of, anxiety. He's just so much more outgoing now, and he's not letting those things beat him. He's beaten the anxiety, he's beaten the depression. It gives him a lot more, just so less stress-free he is, and he just enjoys it heaps. He really does enjoy it. It makes him feel good. Like, he even, as a young fella, he just says to you, you know, I just love it, Dad, because I just feel, I just don't have the anxiety, I don't have this and don't have that, you know. I'm not worrying like I used to, you know. He does get it still a little bit, but it is, I think, one of the best things. It doesn't matter if you're mom or whatever, but it's for yourself, you know, and it really does improve a lot of the boys.
Brad Kiley from the Bush Church Boxing Club in Humpty Doo. And that story came from ABC Darwin reporter Jessie Thompson for Life Matters.